You cannot consume yourself into equality, and you cannot consume yourself into power.
For 28 years, Dr. George C. Frazier has been on a mission
to help black people become the number one employer of black people by the end of the 21st century. I think it'll take about 100 years. It'll take 3 to 5 generations.
But building that intergeneration wealth is critical to African Americans becoming an impactful and competitive producer of goods and services. As founder and president of FraserNet, Dr. Frazier has built what he calls a global leadership network of 61,000 black professionals, business owners, and community leaders.
The fact of the matter is that we still have the lowest number of businesses per capita of any cultural group in this country, and we came over here on the Mayflower. We understand the Jews are the number one employer of Jews, Asians are the number one employer of Asians, East Indians are the number one employer of East Indians, Arabs are the number one employer of Arabs. So ultimately, we too must join that group and become the number one employer of our own people. That will take an entrepreneurial focus in the 21st century.
To get there, Dr. Frazier touches on the power of networking, or connecting the dots, as he likes to call it.
So that we can leverage more effectively our collective resources and intellectual capital. We must stop operating in silos, get out of those silos, build strategic alliances, joint ventures, and partnerships, understand that no one is going to save us but us. I mean, at the end of the day, we're responsible.
Fixing economic illiteracy is essential. Frazier explains economic success comes through equity and ownership. Patrick Center, WGVU News.